There are several ways to strengthen your team during the NASCAR offseason.
Hopefully he's the guy that can help lead us in the right direction.
That's the hard part where you got to transition from the mile and a half to the short track.
I'm Brad Gilley, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
Need a break? A break from the grind? The stress? We have just the place. A place where you can let your inner thrill billy out. Bristol Motor Speedway, April 10th through the 12th for the NASCAR Food City 500 Triple Header Weekend. 3 days, three races, two night races, one epic weekend. Don't just take a break, race to it. Get your tickets, upgrades, and more now at bristolmotorspeedway.com. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
When it comes to strengthening a team in NASCAR, there are a couple of different approaches, and both of them involve the same thing, strengthening your weaknesses. One way to do that is to change personnel. If a team hasn't been performing, it's time to mix up the chemistry. That's the case for Kyle Busch over at Richard Childress Racing heading into the 2026 season, where he'll have a new crew chief in Jim Pohlman. Pohlman most recently was the crew chief for Justin Allgaier in the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and the pair combined to win a championship in 2024. Pohlman also used to work at Richard Childress Racing with development of the Gen 7 race car.
Yeah, I mean, I would say his passion and just, you know, the leadership conversations that we had. You're not hiring a guy based off of results in a cup car, right? That's yet to be seen and to be made, but hopefully he's the guy that can help lead us in the right direction with not just the 8 car, but also RCR as a whole.
Sometimes strengthening a weakness involves what happens behind the wheel. For Shane Van Gisbergen, who won 5 road races last year, the one place where he lacks is on ovals, but he's working on those pretty quick.
I think it's still just time. I feel like every race weekend I'm learning something, even on a road course. But yeah, I need to be better at all disciplines of what NASCAR Cup racing is. You know, that'll help us do better in the playoffs next year. And I really think we are getting a lot better. And I think my learning curve is still pretty steep. And I feel like as a driver, I'm getting more comfortable and understanding the car dynamics, the setup every week, and feel like I'm always learning. So as long as that doesn't stop, I'll keep getting better.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Teams have already hit the ground running for 2026, and now that the calendar has changed to the new year, you can bet that things are going to go even faster with the Clash at Bowman Gray February 1st and the Daytona 500 February 15th. For PRN's Garage Pass, I'm Brad Gilley.